Siddhant Hall. Devotees are also kindly requested to put their mobile either in silent mode or switch it off. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, we'll sing this Vaishnava bhajan called as Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra Chhadi Utha Jiva. Very, if you have your mobiles, you may have this Vaishnava bhajan app in which there is Vibhavari Shesha song. Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra Chadi Utha Jeeva Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra chadi utha jeeva Bolo hari hari mukunda murari Rama krishna haya griva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Hayagriva Narasimha Vamana Shri Madhusudana Brajendra Nandana Shama Putana Ghatana Kaitava Shatana Jayadasharathi Rama Jashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Jashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Gopi Priyajana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Bara Ravanantakara Makhana Taskara Gopijana Vastra Hari Gopijana ब्रजेरराखल गोपा वृंदापल चित्ता हरी वंशीधारी योगींद्र वंदन श्रीनंद नंदन ब्रज जन भय हरी नवीन नीरद रूप मनोहर मोहन वंशी बिहारी जशोदा नंदना कंसनी सूदना निकुंज रास विलासी कदंब कानन रास परायण वृंदा विपीन निवासी आनंदवर्धन प्रेम निकेतन फुल्ल सरोज जक काम गोपांगणागण चित्त विनोदन समस्त गुण गण धाम जमुना जीवन केली परायण मानस चंद्र चकोरा राम सुधारस गाओ कृष्ण जश रखो वचन मन मोरा नाम सुधारस गाओ कृष्ण जश रखो वचन मन मोरा विभावरी शेषा लोक प्रवेश निद्रा छाड़ी उठो जीवा बोलो हरि हरि मुकुंद मुरारी राम कृष्ण हय ग्रीवा जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम Hare Krishna. So we welcome you all for coming here today afternoon for the Sunday feast class. So today we are going to speak on the Gita Mahatmya, that is the glories of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a very, very interesting scripture. I will just recite the verses of Gita Mahatmya. Gita Shastramidam Punyam Yah Pateta Prayata Puman Vishnu Padam Avapnoti Bhayashoka Divarjitah Gita Dhyayana Shilasya Pranayama Parasya Cha Naiva Santi Hi Papani Purvajanma Kritani Cha Maline Mochanam Pumsam Jalasnanam Dine Dine Sakrit Gita Amritasnanam Samsaramalanashanam Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyai Shasta Vistaraihi Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmadvinishrita Bharatamrita Sarvasvam Vishnu Vaktradvinishritam Gita Gangodagam Pitva Punarajanmana Vidyate Sarvopanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopalanandanah Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantrastasya Namani Yani Karma Pekam Tasya Devasya Seva. The seven verses of Gita Mahatmya are given by Shripad Adi Shankaracharya, who gives us why we should read Bhagavad Gita. Now is the month of Gita Marathon, where devotees, especially ISKCON devotees, all over Mumbai, all over India, all over the world, are distributing Gita to everybody, and those who have to them also, saying that why don't you give it to somebody. So what is there in this Gita? We will try to discuss this. Of course, discussion is going to be only one-way discussion. I will speak and you will hear. So we'll begin with the Mangalacharan. We'll take the blessings of the Guru Parampara. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Adati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayavacha Patita Nama Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishaye Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabho Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachanam pangum langayate girim tatkripatam aham vande shri gurum dinatarinam sri chaitanya ishwaram paramananda madham. So the Vaishnava bhajan we just sang, it is a beautiful bhajan to wake up the beautiful deities in Vrindavan. The prayers we chanted now, the mantras, are called as Mangal Acharana, that is, obtaining auspicious blessings from the Guru Parampara. Anything we do, anything we want to begin, we always want to take blessings and auspicious blessings, right? With full heart, when somebody gives us blessing, then we get a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of confidence to do some things. Similarly, the beautiful bhajan we sang is a beautiful aarti which talks about how the deities of Vrindavan, the sweetheart of Vrindavan, has woken up, and the saint Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is behooving us, he is requesting all the fallen souls to wake up, a wake up call, right? In the morning, what do we put up? We put different alarms, right? There are different kinds of alarms that people use. Nowadays, there are alarm beds also, which at a certain point throws you off the bed, because people don't want to get, you know. It is said that when you take a medicine on a regular basis, it makes you immune to it. So we have started becoming immune to the alarm. The most favorite and the important part of the alarm is the snooze button. You know, snooze. Procrastinate next time. But here, the poet is giving us a beautiful bhajan, saying that Nidra chhadi utho jiva. Please wake up. Wake up to this beautiful darshan of Shri Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishakha, standing on their altar early in the morning. Why? Because they are there to provide you all the auspiciousness that you require. They are there to give you whatever you want. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the scripture which provides us whatever we need in our life. One thing that is very, very common amongst many of us is confusion, indecisiveness, depression, not able to take a step further, not able to confidently decide anything. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is an amazing dialogue. It's a dialogue between two friends who, in the matter of the conversation, turn into a teacher and a student. A depressed student and a very, very enlightened teacher. And as it goes further, that amazing teacher gives so much confidence to the student that the end of the Gita, what is the result? The result is Arjuna comes out victorious, being able to defeat all his confusions. Many times when asked, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Many times people say, just do your work and leave rest. Karm karo, फल की इच्छा मत करो. एंड मेनी से कृष्णा हैज सेड यथेचसि तथा करो, जो करना है वो करो, सबसे बेस्ट. यू नो वी ऑलवेज लाइक टू गो टू अ डॉक्टर हु वुड से जो खाना है खाओ और बस ये दवाई खाओ. वी डोंट लाइक रिस्ट्रिक्शंस, वी डोंट लाइक अ डायट. बट कृष्णा हियर आफ्टर स्पीकिंग द गीता, द रिजल्ट, द कंक्लूजन ऑफ द गीता इज वॉट अर्जुन हैज स्पोकन इन द 18th चैप्टर. नष्ट मोह स्मृति लब्धा तत्प्रसादाद मया च्युता कदोस्मि संदेह करिष्ये वचनम तव. आई शाल डू वॉट एवर यू हैव सेड कृष्णा, आई शाल डू वॉट एवर योर विश इज. अंडरस्टैंडिंग योर विश टू बी सुप्रीम एट एनी कॉस्ट, आई शैल गो अहेड एंड डू वॉट एवर इज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड एंड वॉट एवर इज राइट फॉर मी. एंड दैट इज वॉट कृष्णा वॉन्ट्स. इन द एंड ऑफ द भगवद्गीता, the end of all the 700 verses, because Bhagavad Gita is amazing. You know, when you read the scripture, it is the part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata itself has 1 lakh verses, and out of that, the Bhishma Parva, which is the 6th Parva, in that comes Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, when the Lord is speaking, so it is basically the dialogue or a live relay. You know, whenever there is a match going on, you know, just to watch the match is not fun, isn't it? People want a somebody who is very enthusiastically speaking and telling what is going on, relay. You know, what is it called? Commentator, right? Commentator. You know, they give comments and they tell what is going on. Here, but many times what happens, the commentators interpret a lot and they give their own interpretations. But here, Sanjaya is giving live commentary on what is going on in the battlefield. Dhritarashtra, the blind king, who is blind by his vision and who is blind by his forevision, his understanding. To him, his favorite charioteer, Sanjaya, is telling the live relay of what is happening in the Mahabharata, in the Kurukshetra war, which is miles away. Sitting in his own palace, Sanjaya has been given the special vision, you know, a special specs by which he is able to see. By that vision, everything live is available to him. And he is exactly telling what he is seeing. And while saying that, this whole conversation comes in and begins with Sanjaya Uvacha. Or what is Sanjaya seeing? It begins with Dhritarashtra Uvacha and ends with Sanjaya Uvacha, where Sanjaya is saying that what I have witnessed, Dhritarashtra, you know, I am telling you the whole war, what's happening. But this part of the war was the best. You know, the war hasn't begun. But this part where what Lord Krishna said to Arjun and what happened in the whole course of 18th chapter is so mesmerizing. It's so mesmerizing that I'm very thankful that you gave me the opportunity to see it. This is a life-changing, life-transforming experience for me. And then he uses a very beautiful word. He says, the last verse is, इत्यहं वासुदेवस्य पार्थस्य च महात्मनः संवादमिदं अश्रोषं अद्भुतं रोमहर्षणम्. Saying that, you know, it's a hair-raising experience for me. What? Ityaham Vasudevase. I have personally witnessed Lord Vasudev's words to Arjuna. But what does he call it? Does he call it a Shastra? Does he call it a Adesh? He calls it a Samvad. What is a samvad? A dialogue, a conversation. And the most important part of a conversation is, it's a friendly conversation. Where there is no force on the either sides. Many times when somebody comes for guidance to us, you know, suddenly the teacher within us, you know, wakes up and you want to really instruct them. And whatever you know, whatever is at your stake, you want to just download, you know, full download happens, full speed. Not understanding how much he can take, not understanding is he ready to listen or he is just fooling around. What is his capacity? What is his maturity? Srimad Bhagavad Gita is an amazing conversation where Lord Krishna, in a very detached way, is helping Arjuna to take his own decision and not force his thoughts on Arjuna. Don't you understand? Get up and fight. Not being frustrated. And normally when we guide somebody, when we help somebody, and after a long time, when you speak to somebody and he doesn't listen, no? Do you say, okay, I'll tell you again. So nice of you. Now we get frustrated. We wonder, what are you made up of? Don't you understand a simple thing? Isn't the logic very clear to you? But Krishna here with very merciful heart, as an amazing example of a best teacher in the world, he's explaining to Arjuna logically, answering his questions and stern answers. No beating around the bush. Very stern answers, but in a very, very detached way. Where he is not expecting Arjuna to listen to him just because he is superior. He is giving him all the knowledge. And just to break that inertia of Arjuna, Krishna begins, you know, chastising Arjuna by calling him a eunuch. He said, what kind of impurities have you come into you? Don't behave like a eunuch. Klaibhyam maasmagamapad. How come these impurities have come to you? How can a kshatriya like you behave like this? What all you have done in past? You have... Whoever has come for your help, you have always given help. Anybody in danger, you have given them fearlessness, abhaydan. Anybody who has come to you with distress, with a danger on them, just by your bow and arrow, you have shielded them. So many of the orphans and so many of the Brahmana class have been taught by you, Vidyadan. You have provided for the learning of so many Brahmanas. You have distributed so much food. You have given Annadan. And not only that, you have distributed so much land. You have done the Bhudan. But now, after that, what kind of impurities have you come to you? That where you have given so much to everybody, now suddenly you want to become a beggar. Arjuna, after seeing that so many of his relatives are in front of him, has overcome with grief. How will I kill them? We did this simple exercise where we tell the students to get the photograph of their son. You know, son, daughter, sister, wife, whatever. And put it on the wall and you take one pin, you know, what is it called? A dart. And use it to exactly, you know, aim the nose, you know. How many of the students could have done that? None of them. I said, why? Why only this picture? But we say this is just a picture. It is not, you know, you're not actually putting a dart on the nose of the person. It's just a picture. But the person who has a dart in the hand, with all confusion, is like, no, how can I do it? You know, it's my son. The picture of my son. So we are attached to so much of the picture. Just imagine his grandfather, his teacher, his brother, his relatives, everybody is standing and he is about to kill them. So suddenly, that compassion in his heart overcame and he could not go ahead with it. And he's wondering, what should I do? Should I do it or not? And that is the time Krishna is saying, what kind of impurities is this? That you are saying that I will leave and I will become a beggar? It's better to live on begging rather than fighting for this and killing my own relatives? Leaving the logical part, Arjuna was stooping down to the emotional part. No, how can I do it? Said, a king has to fight for right and wrong. Dharma. He has to segregate between what is dharma and what is adharma. And while slaying adharma, he might have to slay his own relatives. If the judge today sees that his own relatives are there and they are the one who have done wrong, he will have to punish them. That is the part of management, isn't it? Many times your favorite people have done mistake, but still you have to punish them. And as a king, it is the foremost duty. So Krishna begins by just giving a jolt, by calling him, you know, what kind of impurities have come to you? You know, kaise baat kar rahe ho aap? How are you talking? How can you speak like this? You are such a high class kshatriya. Which, you know, suddenly Arjuna thinks, oh my God, you know, when you are just talking and somebody gives you a swear word, you know, what, you suddenly wonder what's happened, you know. You know, you require a jolt to take out somebody out of a stupor. Then Krishna, very, very gently, answers all the doubts of Arjuna. And after giving so much knowledge, Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion mentions that Krishna spoke the whole Gita. How many verses? 700 verses. 700 verses in a matter of 40 to 45 minutes. Just 45 minutes, 700 verses. And Arjuna understood. And today, till date, we are struggling to even chant. And Arjuna understood the whole thing. And he got transformed also. And till date, that same scripture, we are again and again reciting and getting mesmerized by the philosophy. Fully concerned, but not controlling. An amazing character of Lord Krishna that he displays in Bhagavad Gita. He's telling everything, he's answering all the questions very patiently, but at the same time, not controlling the opinion of the second person. Very difficult. Most difficult. But very, very beautifully displayed by the Supreme Lord. At the end of the whole session, 18 chapters, Krishna at the end says, "Itna kuch bataya, I've told you so much. Vimarshena asheshena yathe chase tatha kuru." Now think about it. Now meditate about it. What I have told you, and decide what you want to do. It's your choice. And I saw a teacher bolta. Itna sab sunane ke baad, after telling so much, he says, "Okay, whatever you want to do, you do. But meditate on it. Think about it and then only take decision." So a teacher is not the one who just gives knowledge, but a teacher is one who empowers the other person to properly assess that knowledge and assimilate that knowledge. Right? We have had many teachers in schools and colleges, but which is the best teacher you have loved? Those who have helped you to learn a subject better. I was a part of, you know, the temple was earlier, there was a part of temple was this Bhola's classes. You know, I was a part of a, I was a student there. And I remember, I used to hate a particular subject. I used to say, I hate biology. Hate, matlab, you know, I used to wonder, you know, I should never come to the class of biology. And the exams of biology used to give me tremors. But I remember this teacher who very confidently used to teach so nicely that I started developing such amazing taste for the subject. And not only that, scored nicely. Very grateful to that teacher because able to create an interest, able to create interest where is disinterest. And able to help the student to assess, to assimilate that knowledge, not just give, you know. There are a few teachers who come in the class and whether the student is listening or talking, they start speaking and writing on the board. And they go on and they speak to the whole, you know, as if the whole class has become blurred to them. They keep on speaking, whether somebody is asking, somebody is speaking. Krishna is an amazing teacher who is very methodically teaching Arjuna, at the same time not controlling him. He's empowering Arjuna to decide what he should do. And amazingly, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, what does Arjuna say? Yes, I shall do whatever you say. Nashto moho smitir labdha tat prasadad maya chuta. By your mercy, prasad is mercy. Tat prasadad maya chuta. Thank you so much. All my doubts have cleared and all my memory has become sharp. I have come back to what I am supposed to do. I have risen from my sleep. I have risen back and I shall do whatever you want me to do. And what do you think has happened in Mahabharata? Then he fought very valiantly. No. Again, on the day when he had to kill Bhishma, he's again wondering, how do I kill Krishna? How do I kill him? And then what does Arjuna do? How does Krishna do? He again gives the whole knowledge in synopsis. An amazing teacher who will again tell, you know, whenever required, not that he starts having, you know, sits with his hand on the head, you know, what is the use of teaching? Again, I have to teach. Whenever the need be, the teacher is ready to teach. And this scripture, as the dialogue between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, is the most important and relevant for us because it was not written in any temple or in any mutt. Normally scriptures are written, you know, in a proper hut or in a proper place where, you know, the writers require a lot of, you know, different circumstances to write. Isn't it? Any writer, he will take a break and go and write somewhere. But this amazing dialogue, which is the scripture for the entire humanity, was spoken where? In the battlefield. In the midst of a practical difficulty. That's why it is more and more relevant to us. So Shripad Shankaracharya, he begins the Gita Mahatmya. Gita Shastram Idam Punyam Yah Patet Prahata Puman Vishnu Padam Avapnoti Bhaya Shokadi Varjitah. Bhagavad Gita is the best scripture. And what does it provide me? It provides me the best shelter. We require shelter in this world from different difficulties. Right? Anybody who says that, you know, no requirement of shelter, ready to face any difficulty? Very few. Most of us, we require shelter. And shelter from what? Bhaya and shoka. What is bhaya? Fear. Fear from something unknown. Fear of death. Fear of loss of property. So many fears. Bhaya, shoka and lamentation. fear of the future and lamentation of the past. That's what our life is. We have two wings. That is bhaya and one is shoka. We always keep flying, always lamenting, oh, I could have done this, oh, I could have done that. You know, the biggest experience we have is after coming out of an examination hall, where you wonder, oh, this one thing if I could have done right, I would have got amazing marks. And future, you know, what is going to happen in the future? Different fears, but what does Bhagavad Gita provide you? If somebody studies Bhagavad Gita regularly, Shrimad Shankaracharya is assuring that you will get shelter. Vishnu Padam Avapnoti Bhaya Shokadi Varajitah. You will reach the feet of Lord Vishnu, the Vaikuntha, where there is no Kuntha. What is Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha is the place where there is no lamentation. There is no distress. One of our devotees, he was very much distressed in his life and was looking for solution in life. He was not introduced to spirituality. And he was wondering, you know, where is the place where I'll get, you know, where there will be no distress. And he came across this song, you know. Aachal mein tujhe mein leke chalo, ek aise gagan ke tale, jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. Wow. Said, wow. Is there a place that exists like this? You know, what did he do? He contacted the lyricist, the one who has written the lyrics. He said, "Arey, aisi jagah hai ki aapne likha hai is gaane mein?" So what did the lyricist say? This is the song. You know, a song is meant to be just a rhyme. And there is no meaning to it. It is just a rhyme. There is no place in this world which exists without any distress. And he was really distressed after a hope being befuddled like this. So when he came to the temple, and there, as a class was going on, where he heard, Tatat bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavakah, yad gatva na nivartante taddhama paramambama. The glories of the spiritual world were spoken in that class, that how the spiritual world is. It is not lightened by the tube lights and the electricity. There is no distress there. Everywhere and everybody is enthusiastic. It is not covered by the three kleshas of this world. No birth, no old age, no disease, no death. And he was wondering, he got the answer. This is the place, a shelter. The spiritual world is a shelter where everybody can go on doing what they love to do. And what do they love to do there? They like to please the Supreme Lord by serving Him. The second verse, he speaks, Gita Dhyayana Shilasya Pranayama Parasyacha Naiva Santihi Papani Purva Janma Kritanicha. We all wonder, you know, the most fearful day in life, you know, I could say, was when I attended the Journey of Self-Discovery course. You know, in the temple, we have a very methodical way in which we speak about the different topics of Bhagavad Gita. And on the fifth day, the topic is the law of karma. You know, jo boega, wohi paega. You know, how, what all we do, we'll get reaction to that. If we do good, we get good reaction. If we do bad, we'll get bad reaction. And when it was such graphically shown and graphically discussed, that I was wondering, what is the hope? What will happen? What is the next step? So many sins have been committed in the whole life, you know, the 20 years of life, so many sins have been committed. What will happen? Not only this, when I've come to temple, I've come to know that this is not my first birth. I've had so many lives. What about the accumulation of so many sins? I suddenly started picturizing myself as, you know, sitting down in a corner and a big mountain of sins on my head. I was wondering, you know, who will help me with this? And next day, you know, it's always the pleasure of the speaker to keep you hanging and in suspense. And later, can you switch off this fan, please? This particular fan. Thanks. Number 7. What will happen and who will help me in my sins? And then, after accepting, you know, the next goal, next day was, you know, the Bhakti Yoga section, which tells about what helps you to eradicate not only your sins, but to do an action by which you will not accrue any reaction. It's just like a tape. You know, earlier we used to have these cassettes. You know, have you ever recorded anything on the cassette? When you record somebody screaming, if you hear the recording, what will you hear? The screaming. And if you hear somebody sings classical and you record that, a beautiful kirtan, what will you hear? It's kirtan. But if you fuse that one button which is in between of the tape recorder and you record, what comes? Nothing. We should do that. You know, earlier we used to play with the cassettes. You know, that was not a time of CDs. So, if you block the recorder, Bhakti Yoga is that science by which the good deed and the bad deed, good deed will give us the good results, bad deed will give us the bad results. To suffer the bad results, we have to take birth. To enjoy the good results, we have to still take birth. You can't know that balance has to be fully cleared here itself. So here, when you do a activity which is a Bhakti Yoga activity, anything related to Krishna, you don't accrue any reaction. Okay, that will take care of my future activities. But what about my past? And that is when the glories of the holy name and the glories of Srimad Bhagavad Gita were very, very helpful. Gita dhyayana shilasya pranayama parasya cha naiva sandihi papani purva janma kritani cha. Apne jitne bhi purva janma se paap kiye honge, whatever sins you have done in the past life, everything will be eradicated just by studying Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Yadiya nama api haratya shesham giri prasaran api paparashi ascharya rupo nanachaura udrik Drishto yada Drishto shutoyana maya kadapi. He's saying that this holy name, the holy name of the Lord, is so powerful that it can kick out the whole mountain of sin. Aapne kabhi itna paap kiya nahi hoga jitna wo dho sakte hain. You know? It's very fair. That does not mean that we have to keep doing sin and keep cleaning. No. The first principle is to not sin. But what do we do about the reaction? Gita gives us an assurance that anybody who chants Gita, anybody who studies Gita, Gita dhyayana, one who studies Gita very nicely, all his reactions of the past life are taken care of. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami maashucha. That's what Krishna's assurance is. आपने जो भी किया है उसे मैं संभालूंगा, मगर आगे मत करना. Not that he'll keep, you know, it's not an ongoing account that, you know, you start crediting the account with different sins and you expect Krishna to debit it. Next verse. Maline nirmochanam pumsam jalasnanam dine dine sakrit gitamrita snanam samsara madanashanam. When we get dirty, to refresh and to remove the dirt, what do? We take a bath. What does the bath do? It removes and helps us to refresh and remove the dirt. But Gita Amrita, the bath, when we take a bath in the beautiful shlokas of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, what happens? Samsar Malanashanam. Zulnes Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki. मलिने मोचनम पुमसाम. हम रोज स्नान करते हैं, वी टेक बाथ एवरी डे, बट द डर्ट ऑफ एवरी डे कम्स बैक नेक्स्ट डे. अगेन अ बाथ, बट जस्ट अ वन डिप इन द ब्यूटिफुल श्लोकास ऑफ भगवद गीता, वॉट विल इट गिव अस? सकृत गीतामृत स्नानम संसार मलनाशनम. इट कैन डिस्ट्रॉय द मल, the dirt of the entire universe. That powerful are the verses of Bhagavad Gita. That powerful is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Next is, so first is, it is the best shelter. Second is, what was it? It is the best purifier for us. And third is, it is the best bath. Maline mochanam pumsam jalasnanam dine dine. Now here, when we talk about, you know, how many of you know of an eraser, right? We use eraser for writing. We write something, you know, and we want to clean it. What do we use? We use an eraser. And you clean it, what happens? The slate becomes clean again. But the messages of Gita are such that it not only removes the bad part of our character, but it gives us very good, it facilitates our good character. Whatever is bad, it removes. The dirt is removed, but at the same time, it provides us the shine of good intelligence. A normal eraser will rub, but you have to again write on it. But the message of Gita is such that when you study Bhagavad Gita, all the bad habits it takes away and gives us good habits. It provides us the confidence to follow the message of the Lord. The fifth is Bharatamrita Sarvasvam. Sorry, the fourth is गीता सुगीता कर्तव्य किमन्य शास्त्र विस्तरे या स्वयं पद्मनाभस्य मुखपद्मात् विनिश्यता. देयर आर सो मेनी गीतास अवेलेबल. व्हाट इज गीता? व्हाट इज गीत? अ सॉन्ग. श्रीमद् भगवद गीता इज अ सॉन्ग ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, अ डिवाइन सॉन्ग. श्रीमद् शंकराचार्य इज सेइंग दैट वी हैव लिमिटेड टाइम, we have limited energy, isn't it? How many of us have unlimited time and unlimited memory, right? Even the person who has a 256 GB, you know, phone, very soon he will say, no, time is, the space is less, space is less. So same is with our own brain, our own capacity to understand, our capacity to learn. So here, when we have less capacity, why should we put dirt into our head? Why not concentrate on the best song available? And that best song is the song of the Supreme Lord. Why is the best song? Because it has come out of the lips of the Supreme Lord. He has himself spoken it. These words are the dialogue of the Supreme Lord, the direct words that Krishna has spoken. Without any correction, without any deviation, without any interpretation. Ya swayam padmanabhasya mukhapadmat vinishrata. This world has come out of the navel of the Lord. And the same Lord, when He speaks, those words will help us to go beyond this world. That is the beautiful quality of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bharatamrita sarvasvam Vishnu vaktrat vinishritam Gita gangodakam pitva punarjanma navidyate. We all go where? We will go to the Ganga, you know, Varanasi, we go to Mayapur, we take a bath, and you know, what is Gangaji famous for? Gangaji is famous for removing the sins. Bharatamrita sarvasvam Vishnu vaktrat vinishritam Gita gangodakam pitva punarjanma navidyate. When you take a bath in the beautiful nectarian verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it can also provide you a holy bath, the effect of the holy bath, Gita Ganga. That is the comparison. Gita is like Srimati Ganga Devi, who can provide you punar janma na vidyate, no second birth. In this birth itself, we have so much problem, and we think that we'll have another birth where we'll have another set of problem. It's very scary. So what does Gita provide us? What does Gita assure us? It assures us punar janma na vidyate. You will not get second birth. In fact, or in short, it means that you will be directly transported. If somebody understands the essence of Gita, the message of Gita, he becomes ready to go to the spiritual world where there will be no birth and no death. And a very interesting verse which comes about. Sarvo Upanishado Gavo Dogdha Gopala Nandana Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Mritam Mahat. The Gita has been compared to a best shelter, the best purifier, the best eraser, the best of the songs, and the best of Ganga. And now it has been compared to best of the nectars available. What is the nectar? Nectar is that axillary which gives us life. You know, milk is that amazing substance, when drunk, can give you vitality and can give you a lot of power to, or rather, it helps us to sharpen our intelligence. That's why, you know, all the Indians are born and brought up drinking milk. But here, Gita is compared to Dugdham Gita Mritam Mahat. The nectar of Bhagavad Gita is compared to milk. Now, how is milk recovered, or how do you get milk? You know, probably a child from Bombay might say, you know, from the milkwala. Who gives the milk? The milkwala. The milkman, he comes and gives the milk. He is the one who gives the milk. But those who have taken care of the cows, they understand that how one gets milk from the cow. And is it easy to get the milk? One has to do a lot of exercise. And is it available at any beck and call? You know, tell, okay, cow give milk, and she gives milk. No. What is done so that cow is made to give milk? Calf. The calf is got, and when the mother sees the calf, out of love, she starts getting this milk in her udder. And then, is the milk easily available? You know, those were the times when, you know, it is said that the cows, you know, when the kings were so righteous. When Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling, that time the king, the whole environment was so dharmic that the cows had so much milk that the pasture grounds were moistened by milk. Now so much milk used to come. But when we milk a cow, what we have to do? We have to milk it. The milkman or the cowherd boy has to milk the cow and then collect the milk and give it to the calf. Now, what does the cow eat? The cow eats grass, but she gives milk because it is the essence of her existence that she gives to us. Similarly, if we consider the whole Vedas, the Vedic scriptures as a cow, and when the essence of the whole Vedas is required, what does Krishna do? He becomes the Gwala. He becomes the cowherd boy who is going to milk the cow. But to milk the cow, what does he do? He calls for the calf and he calls for Arjuna, who becomes the calf and asks the right question. And then Krishna, actually, he takes out that essence through his own words and gives that essence to us. Sarvopanishado gavo dogdha gopal. He becomes dogdha, gopal anandana. Partho vatsa sudhir bhokta dugdham gitamritam mahat. This Gita is nothing but the nectar of the entire Vedic scripture. And towards the end of it, what does he say? There is a conclusion. The conclusion, Shiva Shankaracharya is saying, Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Eko Mantras Tasya Namani Yani Karma Pyekam Tasya Devasya Seva. He gives us the conclusion that, okay, at the end of the Gita, what do I understand? So, what was Gita? What all did we see? Gita is the best shelter. Gita is the best purifier. Gita is the best bath. Gita is the best of the Gita, best of the Ganga. Gita is the best of the songs, which is worth giving time to. And Gita is best of the milk, the best of the nectar. Shripad Vyasadev, in his Gita Dhyanam, he says that Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gita Amrita Duhe Namaha. He says, when Krishna is speaking Gita, he is speaking in the Jnana Mudra. And here, Krishna is instructing Arjuna about the entire, all the 18 chapters and giving all the knowledge to Arjuna. If we take the Jnana Mudra and convert it like this, what does the mudra become? It becomes the same mudra which the cowherd boy uses, to extract milk. Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gitamrita Duhe Namaha. He is giving the beautiful milk of Bhagavad Gita, the essence of all the Vedic literatures in this Jnana Mudra. So, the last verse, he boldly proclaims what is the best, what is the most venerable. And there he speaks of Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. There is only one scripture. Somebody asks you, what is the best scripture? What is the one scripture? People want everything in a sense. Don't pura kahani mat batao. In 1 minute, tell us what is the best. So he says, if you have read so many scriptures, what is the best scripture? Now who is saying this? Shripad Shankaracharya is saying this. Who is known for his profound knowledge of the Vedas, of the Vedantas. He is saying, ekam shastram devaki putra geetam. There's only one scripture. If you are told to, there's a one most important scripture, and that is Bhagavad Gita. Eko devo devaki putra eva. And the best of the lords to worship is Devaki putra Krishna. Eko mantrastasya namani yani. Karma pyekam tasya devasya seva. And the best mantra to chant is his holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And the last, karma pekam tasya devasya. If you want to do anything, do that seva for Krishna. That is the conclusion of the Gita Mahatmya by Shripad Shankaracharya. Anybody who recites the verses of Gita, anybody who studies the verses of Gita, is considered to be very fortunate. Because the Lord Himself says that one who gives this message at the end, He tells to Arjuna, this message to others will be very, very dear to me. And what is the fortune? What is the greatest fortune that we can get? The greatest fortune is when you are able to please the Supreme Lord. Once, when Mother Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, you've told me so many different glories. Can you tell me the glory of Bhagavad Gita? So, this is very amazing. Where the dialogue is now, the scene is Kailash, where Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati are discussing. So Lord Shiva says, a similar question was asked or was spoken in the Vaikuntha, where Mother Lakshmi asks Lord Vishnu as to, what is the glory of the message of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Vishnu says that the message of Bhagavad Gita is so amazing that even Susharma will get liberated and will get the power, although he didn't had any. And Mother Lakshmi is saying, who is Susharma? What are you talking about? So then Lord Narayan says that this Susharma was a Brahmana. A Brahmana by quality should be knowledgeable, should be able to forgive, should be able to provide knowledge to others, and should understand how to worship the Lord, how to please the Lord. But Susharma was totally ulta. He was absolutely far from what a Brahmana is supposed to be. A Brahmana is not by birth. A Brahmana is by quality. Just by being born in a Brahmana family, one does not become a Brahmana. By showing the quality of a Brahmana, one becomes a Brahmana. So Susharma was born in his family, but because of his sinful activities, he died in a very, very distressed way. And as he dies, he gets birth of a bull. And as a bull, he has to work hard under a farmer. And so much hard that one day, as he's working, toiling day and night, he falls. Normally bulls are very strong. But working so much, he just falls unconscious. And as a saint passes by from there, he looks at this bull and wonders, a saints are very compassionate. So this saint was so compassionate, he says that whatever punya I have, I wish to give half of that to this bull. And as the passerby was seeing, so there was a prostitute who was passing by. She saw and she said, I also give whatever you know, pious credits I have to this bull. And then this bull gets another birth, again a human birth. And when he gets his human birth, he still remembers his past birth. We might not many times remember what we are in the past. You know, that could be a very, very terrible nightmare. You know, if we are some animal in the last life, you know, to remember what we are doing in the last life will be very, very... So, Krishna clears our memory, you know. In next life, we are fresh. But this Susharma, again born as a human, remembered how he was a bull and how he had... So, he inquired what was the piety, because someone told him that because of the pious credits of that prostitute, you have got a human birth. And as he wondered, you know, a saint gave me the pious credits. So many different people gave me pious credits. What did this prostitute give me? So he started searching for that prostitute. You know, wanted to ask her, what is it that you gave me? You know, so then when approached, so when he approaches this prostitute, she said, yes, many years back I did give this. You know, actually, I had bought a small parrot. And this parrot used to keep on singing this particular shlokas, which I eventually by-hearted. And I guess that is the power which, you know, that is the punya which I only had, because being a prostitute, I've been doing always wrong. This is the only thing I gave it to you. And which has given you, which has given you some credit, I guess. So then, he went and spoke to the parrot. He said, "No, what do you chant?" He said, "The parrot said, I was born as a parrot, but when one muni took me to his ashram, his son used to recite the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and by the regular reciting." You know, parrots do what? Parrots repeat whatever you teach them. So I started repeating these words, but eventually I was sold to this prostitute, but I still continued chanting the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So just by the recitation of the Bhagavad Gita's first chapter, gave the pious credit of a human birth for a Susharma, and where he realized that how he should take the message of the Gita so seriously. What to speak if we study the Bhagavad Gita very nicely. A human birth just by recitation. That's why many times, you know, all of our book distributors, they make sure that somebody touches the Gita at least. Because Gita is so powerful, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is so powerful, just by touch, one can get human birth. Just by recitation, one can get human birth. And what will happen if you study the Bhagavad Gita, which is so easily and so simply explained by our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Very, very beautiful. All the 700 verses. Somebody might say, I don't know Sanskrit. All the verses, there is word-to-word translation of every verse, and then the meaning of the entire verse, and then what is useful from that verse in my life today, the relevance that makes the Bhagavad Gita as it is of Srila Prabhupada the most outstanding in the whole world, where it can give you relevance for today's living. The art, the real art of living, you know, how you can live this world, and as you are living, you get the knowledge of how to leave this world and not come back. That is the glory of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and the recitation of Bhagavad Gita, and the study of Bhagavad Gita. You know, it is called Bhagavad Gita as it is. But not to be kept it as it is in the shelf, but to be opened and studied. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की, श्रीमद् भगवद गीता जयंती महामहोत्सव की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। सो वी हैव 3 मिनट्स, वी कैन टेक 1 क्वेश्चन इफ somebody हैज। आई थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर योर पेशेंस, यू स्पेंड 1.5 आवर ऑफ योर प्रेशियस लाइफ listening to the Mahatmya of Gita. Thank you for the opportunity. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna. Kripa karke baith jaiye. Announcements. So, we are grateful to His Grace Prem Kishore Prabhu for his wonderful class. So let us thank him by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So if anyone has come for the first time to this program, so can you please stand up in your place so that we can welcome you properly. Agar koi bhakt pehli bar is Sunday Peace ke karyakram mein aaye hai, तो कृपा करके वे अपने स्थान पर खड़े हो जाए ताकि हम उनका अच्छी तरह से स्वागत कर सकें। तो बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, आपने अपना कीमती समय निकालकर यहाँ इस श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में आए और इस कार्यक्रम की शोभा बढ़ाई। हम आशा करते हैं कि आप इसी तरह हर रविवार को इस कार्यक्रम में आएंगे और अपना जीवन को धन्य बनाएंगे। तो हम श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा गिरधर गोपाल निताय गौरचंद्र के चरण कमलों में प्रार्थना करते हैं कि आपका ये जो दिन है एक शुभ अवसर हो आप इसे कृष्णमय जीवन व्यतीत करने में। तो लेट अस वेलकम देम ऑल बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग 3 टाइम्स हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। तो बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। अभी कीर्तन होगा और इसके उपरांत जो है महाप्रसाद है सबके लिए। हरे कृष्ण। अरे कृष्णा, जो पहली बार आए हैं तो कृपा करके वहाँ जो हनुमान जी का विग्रह है वहाँ पर आप मिल सकते हैं। आपका जो अगर कोई प्रश्न है तो उसका समाधान होगा और आपको श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ के का महाप्रसाद जो है वहाँ आपको मिल जाएगा। तो हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा। देयर इज वन अनाउंसमेंट, नेक्स्ट संडे वी आर हैविंग वरिष्ठ वैष्णव मीटिंग इमीडिएटली आफ्टर भागवतम क्लास इन लक्ष्मी नारायण हॉल। This will be regarding health. Hare Krishna. Urology. In a urology. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा